have, in a sense, gone a little backwards with the Department of Homeland Security being moved out of their paper performance systems. But I think that the trend for the future will be that paper performance is not going away. This is something that agencies have wanted for a long time. We've had, over the last 30 years, many demonstration projects where agencies have moved into paper performance systems, and then once they've gotten them, they have not gone back. So I think that the drivers towards paper performance remain, even if some of the momentum has slowed down.
And so that means that there's opportunity for this administration to put its stamp on it. And one of the performance issues in the immediate future is how well agencies dispose of, spend, report, account for the money under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, the stimulus bill. Could that be the good basis of deciding how people are measured?
Well, I think ultimately there is a major issue of accountability, and it's one of the reasons why paper performance is attractive, at least in some quarters. The idea being that individual employees need to be accountable for what they do, as do organizations. Organizations have to be accountable, and then that tracks down to employees and what they do. Ultimately, the idea behind paper performance is to pay people or compensate them in accordance to what they provide for the organization. So I do think that the idea of accountability will likely track down, and there will continue to be an impetus to try to track accountability down through organizations to individuals.
We're talking with John Crum, Director of the Merit Systems Protection Board.
John, I was really encouraged to hear you say that pay-for-performance is getting resonates with a number of folks in federal agencies. I was lucky enough to be the leader of one of those demonstration projects that you suggested, where our SES leadership team developed core accountabilities and agreed that if they did not achieve a certain number of those core across accountabilities across different responsibilities, then no one would get a bonus. And at first, it was really tough sledding. But as we moved through the metrics and having a data-driven performance analysis and leadership from the SES, I think that it really grew on them, and we'd love to see that in other parts of government. Do you see that those demonstration projects are kind of catching fire, and people are thinking that we might be able to implement some of those best practices?
I'm not sure I quite say catching fire at this time, but what I would say that once a demonstration project has been put in place, once employees have given time to see that the system can operate fairly and equitably for them, very few of those agencies, and in fact employees, want to go back to the previous system. So there is acceptance for these systems after they've been put in place and after their credibility has been demonstrated.
And Dr. Crum, I mean, aside from the political issues and which administration wants what and the unions and so forth, there's a more basic issue, and I think that is to have merits, what to have pay for performance or performance-based raises and evaluation takes a lot of training of the managers, because they have to devise real objectives that can be met by the employees and make sure that they have the means to meet them, and then do pretty regular feedback and evaluation of how employees are getting that way. And that eliminates, I think, a lot of the distrust employees have in the first place.
It also provides a good basis for maintaining and improving performance. When employees understand how they fit into the organization, what they do contributes, they're better able to do a good job.
So bottom line, it's going to continue, grow somewhat. Is that how you would characterize what you see ahead for it?
What I see is that the drivers of paper performance remain. Even if the momentum has at this point in time slowed down, I expect that at some point in time it will pick back up. For instance, one of the drivers is also recruitment and retention of the best quality people. Right now, we're in a recession. We can do quite well in recruiting, but we will not always remain in that recession. At some point in time, I think we're going to go back to having to, recruit pretty aggressively and provide the incentives for people to come and stay and remain as federal employees. So that sort of incentive or that sort of need will continue and will drive the need for paper performance.
Well, you're dealing with people. It's never easy, is it?
No, it's not, of course.